This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. This is a little frustrating here. I don't even know how to talk about it. Okay, I think I got a booger up into my nose. And what's frustrating is not that there's a booger there. I can just blow my nose and I'm sure I could get it out. But what's frustrating is there's like a new pocket, like curve into the nose. I mean, is it me or as you age, things start getting a little bit more windy and there's more caves and crevices and cracks and things that really shouldn't be there, but it's frustrating because, okay, my nose is clear, see? See, it sounds clear, right? Yeah, see, nice and clear. But I feel something up in it. I don't really want to pick my nose, you know, while on air because, again, I got in trouble for that from the network as well. Apparently, I don't know how they know what I'm doing in here. I mean, there's no camera, but apparently I'm not allowed to pick my nose while on air. I don't know how that even came about. You can't even tell if I
would.
I don't know about you, but
I pick my nose when you're on air all the time.
Do you? I can hear it because I hear the boogers flicking to the mics. I knew it.
I don't think that's actually what you're hearing, because I usually just eat them so that the studio doesn't have to worry about it. Nobody wants to put their mouth on my booger mic.
Well, you know, they are salty.
No, salt.
It is. There's a lot of salt. There's a lot of, protein. You know, you got your goblet cells. That's what they're called. They're called goblet cells.
Well, and they make goblet cells. The chalice shall hold the gold.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not picking the nose. I'm a little bothered that there's like a, you know what it's like? Okay, have you guys ever had an RV or a fifth wheel? And above where the, well, no, it's probably not the, it'd probably be an RV. Above the driver, there's a place for a bed. So you sleep basically where the driver is, but just on top of him, like second story, so to speak. That's what my nose feels like. I have this whole new second story attic that goes up in there. And it's really, really frustrating because, you know, remember, I'm a doctor. Okay, so I look, I know, it doesn't sound it, does it? I am I'm a doctor. Full-fledged. Okay? So, no, the medical board has not pulled my license yet. But they don't listen to the show, you see? That's the key. Why do you think I don't promote my show that much? I'm hardly ever on Twitter. I hardly ever promote the show. Because the last thing I want are the authorities to know that I'm here. Okay? And, you know, things go wrong. You gotta lay low. You gotta be under the radar. Lay low. So, what was I even talking about? Where did that go from boogers to the Nevada State Medical Board? How did that conversation even... I just lost my train of thought. Tom, do you remember what I was talking about? I don't understand why... Oh, I get it. Okay, I'm a doctor. Okay, that's what I was talking about. Took me a while to have to remember that. Okay, it took me a long time. I don't identify myself as much as I should. But cracks and crevices in the body could be troublesome. Okay, like let's say you have diverticulitis and you have these little pockets in your colon and you decide to go for your, you know, colonoscopy. Somebody needs to kind of know you have those. Okay, or be very, very careful as they go with your colonoscopy because those little pockets are not the most thick, firm pieces of tissue. They could be thin. And unfortunately, you could have a perforation. It's rare, but it could happen. And pockets in your teeth. A cavity is bad, right? So we don't like cavities. We need cavities, okay? We don't like our cavities searched, but we, you know, we need cavities, and we do have cavities. But bad things could happen in certain cavities. Like, let's say you get an operation. You have an operation, and you have a breast biopsy. And they take a chunk of meat, to biopsy it. Well, you can't just have a hole in your body and have the fluid fill up, and there be, you can't have a pocket in there. No pocket. Nope. No hot pockets. Nope. Nope. No pockets. So what they need to do is they need to put a drain and wait for the skin to start closing up, or the tissues to start closing up, or they pack it. But with packing, and so you're not supposed to, with any wound, it doesn't have to even be a breast, but with any wound, we're not supposed to have pockets. So here I am discovering that I have it's equal both sides. My thumb is kind of big, so maybe that's what happened. I don't pick my nose with my index finger. What I do is, as I blow my nose and you're holding the septum, I bring that thumb up so it doesn't look like a nose pick. But it's a big thumb. So maybe that's what I did. I just stretched it out. But the reason why I'm so conscious now of my nose is I've been learning how to scuba dive, and this weekend is my final. Okay, so I'm going to do my final. We have a Lake Mojave in our area, and we're going to go and scuba dive there. Well, if you have any boogers in your nose, when you're going in and out of the water or you're messing around with your goggles, many times the booger decides to float. Either, it'll be on top of your nose, or it'll be in the middle of your goggle or on your cheek. And for some reason, the water, especially lake water, knows how to get up into the crevices of the nose and bring out the boogers. So I need to make sure my nose is completely clear, because I really don't want my teacher to be distracted by a booger. And I'm not embarrassed. It's not a vain thing. Boogers happen. I don't care. It's just, I don't want to die when I scuba dive this weekend. And I would rather he be concentrating on my oxygen and my breathing and my technique and my BCD rather than my boogers. And so that's something. Oh, I'm scared to death of scuba. You want to know why I'm also in a bad mood? I had to rent a wetsuit, or is it a dry suit? I think it's a wetsuit. I know I should know this before the final, right? And those are impossible to get on. I have long nails. You cannot get a wetsuit on with long nails, so I can't get into my wetsuit. So I'm going to probably wear a skin. And the water, I guess, at Lake Mojave, when you're below like 60 feet, it's like 60-some degrees. So I'm now freaking out about hypothermia because I can't get my big butt into a very tight wetsuit. And it doesn't matter the size. These are impossible to get into. I don't know how anybody does it. And so I'm not going to wetsuit it. And no, I'm not going to bikini it. Trust me, cannot do a bikini. Those days are over. Lord have mercy. All those days are over. Speaking of bikini, they're talking about how many, actresses out there, like Gwyneth Paltrow, whatever, you don't see the hourglass figure like I don. You see a very narrow, rectangular, skinny figure. So maybe I should be in a bikini. Maybe I am hot. I bet I'm hotter than I think. All right. I'll try it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you're going to be seeing circulating the next couple days a map where Zika mosquitoes live in the United States. Remember we talked about the Aedes aegypti mosquito? Well, public health officials are obviously right now bracing for local outbreaks of Zika. And I need to tell you, we're already seeing a lot of ramifications, even if Zika itself is not infecting people here in the United States yet. And we will talk about a researcher who just contracted it. we are seeing ramifications in the way of blood donation. So I was just talking to Representative Julie from the Red Cross, the Southern Nevada Red Cross, and she said they're already noticing in Arizona shortages of people donating because of the concerns with Zika and their inability to donate if they've been exposed. We're going to be getting a little bit more information on what's going on with that. Zika affects all of us, even if we're not pregnant. Because as we know, Zika causes microcephaly. It can cause microcephaly in fetuses to moms who have Zika. It can cause Guillain-Barré and other neurological disorders to men or women who are affected by Zika. But it can now affect us a variety of ways. Economically, our blood supply stores, God forbid you get into an accident in a hospital and they don't have your blood type or they don't have enough O negative. That's an issue. So it's going to impact all of us. So they say public health officials are now bracing for the local outbreaks of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. as mosquito season is starting to get underway. Thousands of travelers from Latin America and the Caribbean have already come back infected. Hundreds of these cases have been documented. If a mosquito bites someone with an active infection, it could potentially carry the virus to somebody else. So if your next door neighbor goes to Brazil or the Caribbean, they come back with Zika. You're outside working on your lawn, a mosquito jumps on her and then comes over to you, that's how you could get Zika. So, a big argument that many, naysayers were making was, look, how many mosquitoes are floating around New York? How many mosquitoes? Well, when you look at this map, it's kind of interesting where you see the mosquitoes are. So this new map compiled by experts at the CDC and Prevention, looked at the reports, at all reports of the two species of mosquito that can transmit the virus. You got the Aedes aegypti, which is also known as the one that transmits yellow fever, and you got the Aedes albopictus, which is the Asian tiger mosquito. They say between January 1995 and March 2016, 183 countries and 26 states in the District of Columbia reported the occurrence of Aedes aegypti, and 1,200 counties from 40 states of the District of Columbia reported the occurrence of Aedes albopictus. Albopictus. I don't know. All right. Now, they say our findings underscore the need for systematic surveillance of Aedes aegypti and, oh, here it comes again, man. Aedes albopictus in the United States and delineate areas with risk for the transmission of these introduced arboviruses. Yeah, Zika is an arbovirus. Similar to the flaviviruses. Not as flavorful. The team used records from the CDC's mosquito-borne database, mosquito control agencies, university researchers, and state and local health departments. Of most concern is Aedes aegypti, which is a tropical mosquito that carries not only the Zika, but also yellow fever, dengue, and chikungunya. Sorry, I don't pronounce it right. And it thrives in urban areas. So they say in 1995, this Aedes aegypti mosquito has been documented in the southern area of the United States, like Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. There have also been sporadic collections in other parts of the southeast and as far north as New Hampshire, Michigan, and Kansas and Colorado. So in the past 10 years, epidemics of dengue and chikungunya have swept through Latin America and the Caribbean, and dengue's been seen in Hawaii. So Zika is now starting to do the same thing. Again, it's a virus that these mosquitoes carry. So where the mosquitoes go, the virus will go. Yellow fever is still a concern. We don't talk about the yellow fever a lot because we're talking about Zika. So 40 million travelers are going to be going back and forth from the U.S. to Zika-affected regions every year. You could expect two-thirds of that to be doing the summer travel. I'm going to the Caribbean. We haven't gone to the Caribbean, but we've been to the Caribbean once. It was years ago, and we finally accrued enough miles to go again. That's the only way we really travel. If we get the miles and we could bum off my father-in-law's timeshare, we could be able to afford to go somewhere. And so the, stars aligned perfectly so that we could go to the Caribbean. So I'm one of these millions of people. I'm going to be going down there, possibly getting Zika, bringing it back, even if I don't get the symptoms. So it is a concern. I'm just as guilty. So the CDC has documented 618 cases right now in the continental U.S., and experts say thousands more are almost certain to have to be an issue. So what this map does is yellow means they've seen the mosquitoes for at least a year in that area. Orange is 2 years, and red is 3 years. So when you look at the map that they're showing us here, and of course I got a pop-up, you see Arizona have, here we go, come on, computer, come on. Arizona had a large amount of red. You see areas of Texas, areas of Florida. I see areas on the eastern seaboard in the Virginias and Maryland. It's very interesting. Maryland up near there, you're also seeing areas of red. You're seeing areas of orange also in California, parts of Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and then yellow. I'm seeing yellow in Colorado, Utah. That state looks like Kansas because it's below. Yeah, that's Kansas. Good. Whew. Okay, we got Michigan. I see Tennessee. I see South Carolina. I'm really good at my geography. I didn't realize. Oh, thank God I know what the states are. Whew. And then, of course, you know, Hawaii is in this map also. So I urge you guys to take a look at the map. And remember, they were talking about cases as far north as Philadelphia as well. And you see New Hampshire. And so I would, even though the map doesn't talk about Philadelphia, I would still, you know, as we get these reports, this is one map that the CDC has put out of where they've seen the mosquito. Okay, but, you know, this mosquito, I mean, is everybody looking? I mean, are you looking outside right now? Can you figure out which, you know? So, from what is being reported now, this is what they have. Now, a U.S. researcher has contracted Zika, okay, not by sex, not by getting bit, but by working with it. Apparently, she pricked herself with a needle during an experiment last month. This is according to the University of Pittsburgh. So she stuck herself on May 23rd and showed fever and other possible symptoms on June 1. She returned to work on June 6 when she no longer had a fever. On Wednesday, the university was informed that a blood sample from the researcher tested positive for Zika. Again, no vaccine, no treatment. So if she decides to become pregnant or start a family, this could be of concern if it's in her blood or in her system. Again, it can cause mild fever, rash, red eyes. 80% of people, 4 out of 5, do not even notice that they have it. The incident was the fourth confirmed case of the Zika virus in Allegheny County, according to the health department. Fourth confirmed case. All right, and we're talking up in Pittsburgh. Okay? U.S. health officials have concluded that Zika infections in pregnant women can cause microcephaly, as we've talked about. Okay. Right now, there's 1,400 confirmed cases of microcephaly in Brazil caused by Zika, even though there's thousands more cases of microcephaly. They have yet to confirm them. So what's the World Health Organization doing? They are now saying to delay getting pregnant. People living in areas where the Zika virus is circulating should consider delaying pregnancy to avoid having babies with birth defects. This is now one of the strongest recommendations coming out of the World Health Organization. But for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And the advice affects obviously millions of couples in 46 countries. Now remember, this is the recommendation they are making right now to Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, okay, American Samoa, parts of the United States where, like Florida, etc. But remember, according to this map, the CDC, and as we're moving into mosquito season, and it's going to be very humid, all right, these areas can obviously take more and more states and more counties. What does that look like from a population standpoint if many couples are so scared, depending on what happens this summer, that they're like, you know what, let's just hold off for a year or two? A drop in birth rate could be very, very drastic. Okay, remember, we need babies born because they need to support us later. Hey, okay? I mean, I'm not being selfish. It's just, I mean, I want to work till I'm 100 years old, but I think I'm going to lose my mind in the next 10. And if I lose my mind in the next 10 years, somebody's got to support me. Okay? So, I mean, I know they'll only be 10 years old, but still, this is serious stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A very sad case. We have a Florida teen who has committed suicide after bullies posted a nude Snapchat video of her filmed without her permission. Tavana Holton took a gun from her mother's purse and fatally shot herself in the bathroom Sunday night at her family's Tampa area home. She complained hours before her death about naked pictures her friends took of her without her permission, according to the family. Tavana would say, "Mommy, I owe them, I owe them." She said, what do you mean you owe them? I couldn't understand what was wrong. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office is investigating her death, but no suspects have been arrested. Tavana's aunt, Angel Scott, found out other teens had posted a nude video of her on the social media app Snapchat when Scott posed on Facebook. They said, if anybody knows anything, what happened? Have you heard of anything? Do you know who these kids and who have these pictures? I thought it was just pictures, and then the kids started inboxing me. Everybody was out there talking about her and calling her names, and then it went up on social media, Snapchat. I never heard of that before. And there's been a little bit of a, I apologize, there's been a couple little conflicting reports that one of these videos that was unfortunately made of her was when she was in the shower. There's been another report that it was from an ex-boyfriend. Now, as we confirm this report, the topic I want to discuss is if anybody does bully somebody to the point of suicide, how much responsibility should they bear? And I want to say a lot, but I understand this opens up a can of worms. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember that was that boy? There was a boy who was his roommate or suite mate decided to videotape him having sex with another male student, and then when that got posted, he killed himself and jumped off a bridge. These are cases that seem to happen more and more often, and it's very frightening to think that the bullying that we had when we grew up was, I mean, it wouldn't, you know, go out to the world. It would stay in a very small circle. So you could be bullied and, you know, pretty much be able to move to a different school district or possibly move to a different state and it not follow you. Now, people have the ability to take something about you and let the whole world see it. This is extremely frightening. And I don't know why the internet, in all its glory, doesn't have the ability to, as soon as there's a nude picture, realize it and stop it. Now, I understand most people take selfies of themselves, and it looks like they're naked, but they're not. They're actually in clothes. But I just don't understand how Snapchat and how, you know, Facebook and Twitter and you know, I don't understand how these, you know, get that far without somebody noticing. And then, you know, should the students or the kids that did this serve jail time? Now, where the argument will be is if, oh yeah, here we go. She was being filmed nude in the shower by her peer students. Then that shower video, how horrifying. Can you imagine 15-year-old girl? Oh, if I was this girl's parents, oh my gosh. Not only being filmed naked in the shower, all right, at school, but then for that to be posted all over. So, obviously, there's crimes committed. Okay, not only posting, but, you know, the videotaping. But should they also be criminally charged for her death? I say yes. Now, where the opponents are going to come in and say, look, you could have somebody that went to school, and they raised their hand in class, and they said something, and somebody turned around and said, gosh, she's such an idiot. You know, and which happened to me many times in class. I'd raise my hand, you know, and I'm like, there's nothing faster than the speed of light. What about warp speed? Warp speed's faster. Sound can be faster, or movement can be faster than the speed of light. And, you know, someone turns around going, warp speed is make-believe. And do you want to go out Saturday night? So, all right, I was called an idiot multiple times in class. So what opponents would say is, okay, well, somebody's called an idiot in class, they go home, kill themselves, then how do you hold somebody responsible if they have that delicate a psyche, all right, or a psychological state? But in this particular case, I think a jury would be unanimous in that something like this is so devastating. I mean, you know, and it's a shame. It is such a shame. Because even if Snapchat said, look, I took it off or we took it down as soon as we realized, people make copies. And our video age is, I think, going to be driving more and more suicides. And the bullies are getting worse. I remember one of the worst things that could happen to me is somebody revealing that I was having my period, right? Okay, we use the term on the rag. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody else to know. And I thought that was devastating. That is nothing compared to what these kids now have to deal with, or with you and I. I mean, I can't think of how many adults are, you know, contacting me about what to do about their Yelp or their, image websites, and I don't know, all the new stuff they have now, because you Google their name and they are completely bad-mouthed. I mean, we have now taken bullying. We thought we did well when it came to bullying. You know, like my kids' school, knock on wood, they hardly got bullied. They were really good bullying policies in the school, and that's, you know, but unfortunately, you can't stop humans from being who they are. And now the bullying age has gotten to the point where you can say anything you want to about anybody, and it gets posted online. You could bully a person all the time, and there's no ramifications. Now, it's under the guise of, well, you are rating the movie or you are rating the restaurant, and customer satisfaction ratings have every right to be on the internet. But when is it an actual true rating, and when is it bullying? And if we can't figure out that difference, I don't think we should have them. Now, I'm for freedom of speech, but we now have a medium where that freedom of speech, which was never even thought or fathomed back with our founding fathers of this great country, we now have a Freedom of Speech Act that can now cause harm. It could cause death. It could cause lack of income and somebody being able to support their family because an ex-worker, you know, wants to take the restaurant down with them. And thank God that speech is powerful, and I never want to take that power away. But we now have different platforms, and if it's a falsity, which would then fall under slander, where do the rules apply? And the lines are so blurred that I don't know what the answer is. I mean, we now rely on the internet before we go to a restaurant, before we see a movie, before we go to a doctor, but before we, you know, we have a family member who's dating somebody, and immediately what we do is we go to the internet to find anything on them. And so what's a shame is, what if the quote-unquote dirt is really not true? So I'm not sure what the answer is, but we lost a girl for a reason that she thought she couldn't come back from this. She couldn't face anybody because she understands the power of the internet. And she probably felt that she could not go on through into her adult life having these pictures, these horrible pictures of her. And these kids who did this need to serve major jail time. This is horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, heroin and opioid overdose deaths have now risen to record highs, especially in New York. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, I was talking to Tom about how guilty I feel because one of my friends had committed suicide, and I had been, I believe, the last person to talk to him. And so not a, you know, I guess I don't, I, for a while, not a day had gone by where I didn't question if maybe I had been the source until I, you know, or the cause until I realized that, you know, he had much deeper issues than what I talked to him about. And, so basically I've talked about this before on the show where one of my coworkers, and I were going to share an apartment because my roommate was going to New Zealand to study. And I needed to share an apartment for a few months until I went to medical school. So, Melrose Place was a show on, okay, at the time, and many of you guys remember Melrose Place. Oh, I loved Melrose Place. And I couldn't miss one episode. And my friend was going to New Zealand with the VCR because it was hers. So I remember calling him up and going, oh, hi, sorry to bother you. I know you got to get up early, but do you have a VCR? Because otherwise I got to go out and spend $150. I don't have that money in Melrose Place. He's like, don't worry, I got a VCR. I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay, please bring the VCR. I think we're good. All right, see you at work tomorrow. And that was pretty much the last conversation I had. My guess is I must have also asked him about furniture or something. And he didn't come to work the next day. And I remember, you know, noticing because he's a friend of mine and, you know, I had a lot more stuff to bug him about. And I was like, well, should I call him? And so I called him that night, no answer. Well, I guess a couple days later, his current roommate noticed a stench in the room. And, you know, many people have roommates where everybody's lives are so separate that you could go for days and your roommate not know where you are or care. So the roommate noticed a stench coming out of the room. It was locked. He opens it because there's no answer, and he sees my friend dead in a tent. He had made a tent where he was breathing in cyanide and hydrochloric acid. He had worked with me at the EPA, so he had known science. Very handsome, good-looking guy, a lot to live for. And all I could think about, because, you know, we asked a roommate, I was like, you know, how long has he been in there? When was the last time anybody, and, you know, he had said he talked to him earlier than when I had talked to him. And when they determined that he probably had been dead for at least 3 days, and everybody asking me at work where he was, et cetera. And he wasn't a boyfriend or anything. He was just a friend of mine, and he was going to be a roommate because I had a two-bedroom apartment. I, of course, felt I was the one that put him over the edge. And, you know, I was only, what, 20 at the time, 21? So, you know, naively wise, I felt guilty. And then you realize, look, it did have nothing to do with you wanting to watch Melrose Place on the VCR. There were some deeper things. And I remember him before talking, you know, kind of being very dark about life, but never threatening to kill himself.
It's like what I said. Like, there are people that will make attempts, and then there are those that just want out, and you'll just never know. I mean, I've heard many stories about, you know, you gotta keep an eye on your friends and make sure that, you know, they're safe and in the right headspace. And I've known tons of. I grew up and I was a teenager at one point. Surprise. And you know, I remember a bunch of times where some girl or somebody would threaten to take their life or run around with a knife and just make drama out of it. And honestly, the people that really want out will just go out. Like,
right.
You will just never know and you will never have answers. And that's one of those things that some people just don't want to be here. And I actually just had and I didn't talk about this before, and I'm going to bring it up now. We actually have a regular caller on one of my other shows that I run who called in a few months ago because his wife had terminal cancer. He was in tears and didn't know what to do, and they called it too late. That, you know, there was just nothing they could do, and she had maybe a month or so, and he was just, you know, 30, 40 years together, just gone. I just got a call from him. I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I was kind of concerned about him. And he just called in and said, you know, they found a mass, and I think I'm just gonna let it be, and I'm just saying my goodbyes now.
No.
And you know, honestly, I respect him for that. That's one of those things. Like, he's had a good solid life, and I'm not saying I want to see him go. But
you,
I mean,
think he's gonna kill himself?
No, I don't think he's gonna kill himself. I mean, he's already kind of been handed the death warrant from cancer. So I don't think he's going to off himself, but I think he's going to just let it take its course. And, you know, I wish the man the best, I wish him a peaceful way, and I understand, you know, he's had his family, and everything's taken care of, and he's got nothing without his wife now, so.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We had a caller when I was doing a local show in Vegas, and somebody, he lived in California, and he said that he doesn't know what he has to live for now because he likes to drink, and his nurse practitioner said that he only has 3 months to live. And, you know, he's like, look, you know, I'm going to then, you know, not kill myself with a gun, but I'm going to drink because, you know, if I only have 3 months to live, I want to enjoy those 3 months. Well, when I started to dig a little deeper, he was not that bad. He did not have only 3 months to live. He misinterpreted the nurse practitioner, and it could be a doctor, it could be anybody. It's not necessarily a nurse practitioner's fault, but he had misinterpreted what she said, where she had told him, look, you got to stop drinking or you're not going to live another 3 months.
Yep.
As opposed to he interpreted it as, I only got 3 months to live, and, I mean, how dangerous could that have been?
I actually have a very similar story. My friend's father at age 30, I mean, this is the man who, you know, UConn Jack and his Cheerios kind of guy, take a pill, whatever. And he's one of my role models to this day. This man is the staple of willpower to me. But he turned yellow. He got jaundiced, just turned yellow and passed out there, and the family had to get him to the hospital, and they said, look, you have destroyed your liver with everything you've done. And I mean, like, this guy did meth, heroin. If you could get messed up on it, he did it. And that's why, like, at age 30, just keeled over. And they told him...
only 30 years old.
I think he was a little bit older. He was in his early 30s, though. No more. Very oldest, 36. But I still think it's younger than that. They cleared out liquor stores. They literally cleared out liquor stores of alcohol. I saw it happen.
Yeah.
But this guy's told you if you quit drinking right now, you may have about 6 months to live.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. The guy quit drinking. He quit doing everything. And you know, just somebody who just takes anything to get messed up.
Yeah.
Heroin and meth are some of the hardest things. Cold turkey.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. And now it's almost 16, 17 years later.
Well,
that guy's still going. And
you see, so it wasn't 6 months.
Yep.
It was, I want to post,
it's probably a misinterpretation on his part, but at the same time, like, when you have cirrhosis of the liver, you usually don't have too long. But this guy is living on sheer willpower because he doesn't want his ex-wife to get his military benefits or something like that. And I just love the fact that he's still going. He still works to this day. And
amen.
Also, he does smoke pot. That is the one thing he never gave up.
Yeah,
so.
Well, he may credit that to why he's still alive. Who knows?
Probably.
By the way, if any of our listeners have any of those stories where they were told, you know, or somebody was told they only had a few months to live and, you know, they ended up living, you know, 17 years like this, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, you know, many people say, look, then the doctor was wrong. You know, all these doctors are wrong. They said I only had a few months to live. You don't understand. Sometimes, we're being misinterpreted. We want you to get off your butt and, you know, change your so, you know, we don't care if people call us names and think we're wrong. If we were able to scare the hell out of you to change your life, that's a positive. Wow, thanks for sharing, Tom.
Anytime.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.